The U.S. Olympic swimming trials concluded in Long Beach, California last night. For a look at who made the cut, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Give us a snapshot, Christine. Who will be going to Athens for U.S. swimming? And I'm wondering if there's any surprises.
There are a few, but it's the old veterans who seem to be keep coming back. Jenny Thompson won the 50 freestyle last night. She's capturing now her third spot in the Olympics. This is her fourth Olympic Games. Not bad for a 31-year-old med student from Columbia. Gary Hall Jr., another blast from the past, won the men's 50 freestyle. He turns 30 in September. He was diagnosed with diabetes 5 years ago. And now he's repeating his father's feat of qualifying for three Olympic Games. And another name from the past, Amanda Beard. She set a world record in the breaststroke. She won two silver medals, Renee, and a gold at the 1996 Games in Atlanta, was slowed by a growth spurt in 2000, and now she's coming back at the age of 22. So there seems to be a lot of this back to the future kind of thing for the U.S. Olympic team.
Well, speaking of back to the future, the big story continues to be Michael Phelps, who's trying to match Mark Spitz's seven gold medals, which takes us back a little ways.
It certainly does. He had six events at the swimming trials. We all thought he might go six for six, but it was not to be. He won his first three and then lost two of the last three. It became a little bit too much for this 19-year-old from Baltimore, Renee. But then he came back on Monday night to win the 200 individual medley. So a very busy young man. The key question everyone has is, can he win seven gold medals at the Olympics? I don't think he can. It looks more like five. The issue for him is now he's pulled out of one of those events, the 200 backstroke. He will be swimming now just five individual events as opposed to the six he was thinking about doing because it did become a bit too much.
Altogether, how does this team look going into Athens?
The men look terrific. They set five world records and are being called the best U.S. men's swimming team since 1976 when the team won all but one gold medal. Right now, if you go by world rankings, Renee, the men would win 21 medals, the women 12, and that would equal the 33 that they had in Sydney in 2000. U.S. women aren't quite as strong as the men, and the only U.S. women ranked number one in the world right now are Amanda Beard, a 15-year-old Katie Hoff, and Natalie Coughlin. So the men seem to be building. The women, it's a bit uncertain still.
You're speaking from Sacramento, where the track and field trials resume today after a two-day break. What do you expect from the next few days of competition?
We're still watching Marion Jones, and it's been a terrible week so far for her. She finished fifth in the 100 meters. The long jump qualifying, another terrible performance for her. She was just seventh out of 12 who made it to the finals. The finals are today, and there is no guarantee at all at this point that Marion Jones is going to be making the Olympics in anything but the long jump.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today.